Our Atchison Coaches Insight program continues on as we continue to get you set for basketball season. And we're joined now by the Phoenix Boys coach, that is Pat Battle. Always appreciate the time. And before we dive into 24 and 25, you guys had a great season a year ago, a third place finish in the 4A classification, winning against Baldwin in that consolation final. But again, a 22-win season, 22-3, just another really good year after winning 19 games 2 years ago. But again, this last 2-3 year stretch, you guys have been very, very good.
Yeah, thanks. It's a lot of credit goes to the kids and the time and the effort that they put in, the commitment that they've got into buying into what we're doing with the program. So it's been, you know, I play a very small part, and I remind everybody of that each year at our banquet, that it requires everybody, and the community's been really supportive and getting behind of what we need to do to be successful. Well, so it's a community effort.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the roster construction a little bit. I know we're battling through a couple of injuries here that affects you here early on, and but some other kids are going to have to step up, obviously. Just how's the roster construction looking here for this year, maybe compared to last year?
Well, we've got a lot of new faces and new places for sure. No question about it. You know, when you graduate three kids that were all state in basketball, that's gonna change the calculus of things. You know, we had Trey Carter and Zamar Hernandez, and as well as Jeter, and Jeter was second team all state. The other two were honorable mentions. So losing those guys to graduation, that's the nature of the beast, though. That's what it's part of. And you hope that through your JV program, and we've had some successful years at the JV level, too, that it's time for some of our kids to step up and be ready to play at the next level.
I know one of those returning starters, Eric Smith, who's a senior now. I think he was one of our athletes of the week at one point a year ago during a stretch where you guys were playing some really good ball. And he seems like a guy who's ready to take another step forward and be a key leader for you.
Yeah, he's key. He's key, without question. I think he's had a really good preseason. You know, he's a football kid too, so he's kind of banging off some of the football rust a little bit. But for the most part, yeah, Eric's a great leader. He's a kid who works hard every day. You can always count on him. He's dependable. And he's definitely the rock. And so, yeah, we're looking for a lot of big things from Eric, and I think he's up to the challenge.
Are there some underclassmen or maybe some newcomers that have stepped in that have caught your eye here early, trying to earn maybe some early minutes here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, JoJo Thompson will be our starting point guard coming into to Friday. JoJo's really matured. He's been in the program, you know, since he was a little kid. And he's really developed. His maturity has come around. He's been, you know, one of the main forces, you know, that's been the spearhead of the defense at the JV level the last couple of years, and it's his time to see what he can do at the next level. And so we'll see, but I'm very confident in JoJo and his ability to help lead us. We also have a move-in by the name of MJ Morgan. He's somebody who was in our school district but had to move for a while, and he's back. But MJ comes from Leavenworth High School. We think he's going to be a big positive step and help us as well. He'll play the two guard. And then Jay-Z Kelly, who's currently injured, has a younger brother who's kind of sprouted up and is 6'8". And so we're kind of looking forward to see what Javonte can do moving forward. So he'll be starting on Friday as well.
Yeah, I tell you what, my dad was a basketball coach essentially my whole life. One thing he always told me was, can't teach height, and 6'8", that's next level and gives you a good post presence inside, no doubt about it. How about this test right out the gate with Junction City, a team in 6A that went 18-2 a year ago? We were talking a little bit off the air, and you mentioned one of their kids that's really, really good, maybe high-end Division II kind of caliber player. So you're really going to find out a lot about your team here playing a very good 6A school on Friday in Junction City.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, they're legit. They're really good. They've got four starters that return. Like I said, their swing player, his name escapes me right now, but their swing player is really good player. He can shoot it. He can drive to the basket. They play up tempo. They're fast. They're also very aggressive defensively. They're going to get out. They're going to full court us. They're going to come out and they're going to do a lot of man to man run and jump stuff. They're going to jump trap us. So we've got to be ready to handle the pressure. And that's something that we've been really practicing on throughout the preseason. But yeah, it's a stiff test, but, you know, we'll find out who we are and move forward from that. I expect us to come out and compete, though. We've been really good in our own building, too. So I'm very confident in that. And our kids do a good job of rising up to the challenges. And we're not backing away from anybody just because we're 6A or whatever. Junction City's really good, but we believe in what we're doing.
Yeah, very excited to see how this one plays out on Friday night. Atchison taking on Junction City, two very good teams in their respective classifications, duking it out in the season opener on Friday night. That is Pat Battle. We always appreciate appreciate your time throughout the course of the week. Good luck against Junction City on Friday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Well, thanks for the coverage as always. Really appreciate it.